Hello, I'm Pat Travis. You listen to the Heater Bites, a.k.a. Barnaby Jones, a.k.a. Who Let You Out of the Gate, a.k.a. They Call Me Juanita, and I will be reviewing Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche, playing now at the Glendale Church of the Brethren, March 19th through 22nd, and March 26th through 29th, 2026. This immersive theater experience playing with kitsch, nostalgia, and apocalyptic fiction goes way outside the box with a show about quiche society of girls in the 1950s and what happens when this group of very straight women, wink, wink, maybe one of the last people are left on Earth. What social constructs will go to the wayside? You'll find out in Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche. Five Lesbians Eating Quiche concept of taking it back to the 1950s and covering the societal standards, particularly for women, that were thrown upon them at the time. And they use this niche choice in a quiche society, which is quite funny, but it also hammers the point across that lesbians have always been around, you know, but they were heavily repressed and the dangers of repression and the quiche, you know, also has an interesting association with the body part, so that's funny as well. So it's a true satire on these dated ideas, and it accomplishes a lot through the comedy, the critique I mentioned earlier, but also a critique on the wild ideas people project onto feminism. And as far as it's an immersive show, its immersion is light at best, but it is there in the actress's banter at the beginning of the show, and the inclusion of giving everyone names. My name is Juanita, and I was bad. I had some meat, but the quiche really needed the meat, so I was fine with it. But I got the tongue lashing from the actress Chandler Cummings, who plays brilliant and geeky Veronica Vern Schultz. Schultz really brought a quirky delivery and movement to the piece that made the character quite entertaining. Emily Yetter is Rin Robbins. Performance and story arc slowly and maturely produced throughout. Jessica Damouni as Ginny Cadbury impresses one of the funnier moments in the play that requires quite a bit of dexterity. All I can say is perfect landing. The ensemble in general delivering lines in rapid pace and not stepping over any lines, some dynamic, dramatic, and comedic moments throughout. It's a winner, if not slightly hard to hear in this space, making it difficult to converse at times. Great ensemble work. They really do converse like old friends in this, and I felt like they got the cadence right in that. As long as you're willing to play along, and I'd hope you would if you decided to attend something like this, it's a lot of fun and definitely a unique experience. Let's be honest, this was a good show, 8.1 out of 10. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater Bites.